This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have a timeshare and you feel like you got screwed over? I've been to these timeshare sales because they'll offer you free show tickets or free dinner. In fact, on my honeymoon, when my husband and I were in Cancun, we got to have this horse ride on the beach and lunch if we sat and listened to a timeshare spiel. And we didn't have money for a timeshare, but, you know, we're like, oh, it's interesting. You know, we could learn about it just in case we want to buy a timeshare in Cancun later. And then we got to ride on the horses, and I had some great pictures. I was in a bikini on the horse, and I don't know where those pictures are. Maybe they weren't that good, and my husband destroyed them. But I thought I looked good back then. But we bought one timeshare, I think. I don't remember, not then, because the way these timeshare companies get you is they tell you that you're going to save money on your vacations. And in fact, if you do a timeshare right, you actually can. My problem is I didn't have a lot of time to travel. I think we got rid of it. We didn't really spend a lot of money on it anyway. Or I think it was like a coupon for one. I don't know what we did. But it was a waste of money, but not a lot, thank God, because we never really officially bought the timeshare. And my issue with timeshares at the time is it was the same place. I don't want a vacation at the same place. I want to take a vacation in different places. There's so much of the world I want to explore that I would rather take a vacation in a different place each time. Yeah, I get you want to go to the lake or you want to go to Disney. I do visit some places repeatedly. But for me, I'd rather save the money and use it for a different vacation. Well, interestingly, our seniors, our American seniors, have been targeted by the cartel. And one of the most dangerous cartels, the Jalisco cartel. And when I heard about this, I was like, oh, my God, my mom, my friend's mom, what could these cartels be doing? They're targeting American seniors who are selling their timeshare. And how the scam goes is many individuals that are older, a lot of the baby boomers, have invested in timeshares in Puerto Vallarta, in Cabo, San Lucas, and Cancun, and Mazatlan, and all these places. And they need to unload it. They want to sell it. So the cartel, you think the cartel was busy enough with fentanyl and drugs and all that and whatever else they do. But no, they can make extra money. They're in the money-making business. So what they do is they have these false websites or ways where a U.S. senior could say, oh, I could sell my timeshare there. They go, we'll sell your timeshare for you, whatever. Then they tell that person, look, we got a buyer. The buyer is going to buy your timeshare, but you have to pay the closing costs. You have to pay the taxes and the fees. That's the law in Juarez County. That's just the way it is. State, that's just the way it is. And so you go, oh, okay, well, then I guess I have to pay the few grand, but then I'm done. Then you're done. Money's going to go into your bank. Here's the deposit. So some of them will get your bank account. Some will say, oh, no, you'll get the money in a cashier's check. Don't give us that, but just pay the taxes. So you think it's legit. You pay the taxes. All of a sudden you realize there was never a sale. Now they're a few thousand dollars richer. Apparently this stuff has been going on for a while. And you don't want to go down there with a baseball bat and not, you know, crack some skulls, because it's the flipping cartel. You won't be able to do anything. And so I'm no timeshare expert, right? I'm no expert on, but I have a lot of friends and patients who are seniors who are stuck with these timeshares and they need money. My recommendation is find a reputable real estate agent or contact wherever you have it, because usually it's a company. You shouldn't necessarily have to deal with an out-of-country company. There should be, but I understand a lot of these have changed hands, and now somebody owns your timeshare, and for you to get out of it is, you know, but be very careful sending any money. And make sure you do have representation double-checking all of this. Because if you do get screwed, then at least you could sue the lawyer, right, for malpractice. But make sure you have representation. Because the last thing you want to do is be paying closing costs and doing all this out of the country. Or the last thing you want to be doing is dealing with the cartel and not realizing it. That is some scary, scary stuff. But let me give credit where credit is due to who's reporting on this. I apologize. Sorry about this. I want to give credit where credit's due. CBS News. CBS News says the U.S. Treasury Department has now announced sanctions against members or associates of the Jalisco New Generation Drug Cartel who are in the side business of timeshare fraud, and they are targeting elderly Americans. The fraud is pretty sophisticated, and my guess is Jalisco is they're just not busy enough with all the fentanyl smuggling and everything else they're doing across the border. But they're able to reach out to Americans, especially those who are older that need money during this economy, and screw them over. And so the Department of Justice considers the Jalisco cartel one of the five most dangerous transnational criminal organizations in the world. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, sanctioned Eduardo Pardo Espino, a fugitive from a U.S. drug trafficking charge, as well as six others in 19 Mexican tourism or real estate companies. The sanctions freeze any assets the individuals or companies have in the U.S. and prohibit U.S. citizens or companies from having any transactions with them. Yeah, that would be my, recommendation to not deal with the cartel. And if you can't tell, just don't. The FBI report said that in 2022, the agency's Internet Crime Complaint Center received over 600 complaints with losses of almost $40 million from victims contacted by scammers regarding timeshares owned in Mexico. And I don't know what to tell you. I keep hearing these timeshares, and I don't want to speak bad about timeshares, but it seems like people get themselves into a hell of a financial mess with these things. So before you buy one, think it through. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, Lee, you're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I keep saying, all right, guys. Can't be saying that anymore. We can't be like, hey, guys. Hey, y'all. We'll have to change it to y'all. All right, y'all. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALIE. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, our producer. So we have another infant formula recall. Shouldn't be as bad as the last one, but this is a cluster and a half. Apparently, an infant formula has been recalled over potential bacterial contamination, but it was distributed to retailers across 8 states even after the recall was made. So, which means individuals could have purchased the potentially contaminated infant formula. In March, Perrigo Company issued a voluntary recall of certain lots of its Gerber Good Start Soothe Pro TM powdered infant formula out of an abundance of caution due to the possible presence of Chronobacter sakazaki. That is a germ that could cause serious or deadly infections in infants, also linked to the previous infant formula recall. The recall impacted Gerber Good Start formula,
which was manufactured between January 2nd and January 18th at the Perrigo's Gateway Eau Claire, Wisconsin facility. The recalled formula was sold in three different sizes at retailers nationwide. Cooperative Food Wholesaler Associated Wholesale Grocers, however, distributed the 12.4-ounce version of the recalled product to its national division retailers after Perrigo's initial recall notice was published. As a result, the recalled product was distributed to supermarkets across Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Not cool. So the wholesaler is urging consumers who purchase the Gerber Good Start formula, it's Gerber Good Start, at impacted locations to check their products. The recalled formula sold beyond the start of the recall can be identified by lock codes, so check the FDA or the Gerber website for these to double check. The use-by dates range anywhere from July 4th to July 12th. They usually give it, I guess, about a six-month fresh dates. So they would be expiring this July. So any consumers who purchase the product with matching codes should discontinue and dispose of it. This is, you know, frustrating because Coronabacter sakazaki can kill, especially newborns or preemies. They're rare. And how it can kill is it could cause sepsis, which is a blood infection, or meningitis. And Coronabacter sakazaki was the same germ that sparked the Abbott Nutrition's recall. And that sparked that nationwide shortage. So it is a very resilient bacteria that can survive in dry foods. It can get contaminated at home or in processing facilities. It can also live on home surfaces and other feeding equipment. So experts stress the importance of taking everyday sanitation measures for safety. So where I get a little nervous about this, there's a few things that I find very concerning about this. Right? One is you don't want any sort of possible bacteria contamination, especially with an infant formula. These infants are some of the most vulnerable humans on earth. So that's a cluster and a half. But I get sometimes these things happen. My problem with it is this is the second time it's happened. Didn't we learn anything from the Abbott one last year? Which had gone on even more than a year. I'm glad they're testing these for it, but what is the process or the half-assed process that's going on that's causing this sort of contamination? And why didn't we learn our lesson from the first one? Number two is we already are struggling with supply of infant formula. We don't have enough manufacturers. So we don't need another recall. And thirdly, how could something that was recalled still get on the truck or the train to ship? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. When there's a recall, alerts should be all over the place. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, there's so many stores and there's so many products. We're not talking the store level. We're talking this was shipped by the company. The food wholesaler, Associated Wholesale Grocers. I get there's a lot of groceries, but wholesalers should have alarms and whistles and smoke and all sorts of, foghorns when a recall happens so that they, ship the stuff back to where it needs to go. What happened here? Why was it distributed to retailers across 8 states even after the recall began? Are people sleeping on the job? Is there not a good alert system? I think the USDA and the I think the government is supposed to oversee this to make sure that when there is a recall, instantaneously everyone is notified, even before the recall. Look, we think there could be some contamination. We're going to have the FDA review it. In the meantime, hold off using that product. There should be a better plan in place.
but nothing should be shipped that was already recalled. That makes no sense to me. So whenever I see a story like this, I think there's always more behind it. And I feel, and I don't want to criticize any company. I'm very grateful for anybody making baby formula, but there's a lot of, I don't get this. Why? There should be no more, and I get this. Chronovector, Sakazaki comes, I guess, I get that, but, I mean, soon after the Abbott recall, there should be, even if they do find it, it should be before the formula is even made and packaged and shipped. And here we are having this again. Why? Are disinfectants not working? Is Chronovector Sakazaki outsmarting our sanitation methods? These are the things that have to be thought of. These are the questions that have to come up. The whys. Because otherwise it's stupid. We can't keep having issues, especially since we are having thousands and thousands of migrants coming. Their kids need formula. We don't have enough formula already for our citizens. We can't be having recalls, and we can't be giving infants bad formula. So somebody needs to get their act together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Pregnant women have been using marijuana in droves, even though we tell pregnant women to not use cannabis. But many who have used cannabis prior to pregnancy find it difficult to stop. They also find the cannabis to help their nausea, even though what they don't realize is for many, the cannabis can make them more nauseous. Well, we have another study saying do not use cannabis if you're pregnant. They found a significant health impact of marijuana use on fetal development as early as the beginning of pregnancy. Lead author Beth Bailey, professor of psychology and director of population health research, said that's why these findings are especially important. She comes from the College of Medicine at Central Michigan University in Mount Pleasant. Our study drills down to look very specifically at the specific time point in pregnancy, the first trimester. We found a significant decrease in birth weight of 154 grams. In terms of pounds, that's a third of a pound. While one-third of a pound doesn't seem like much, if you're looking at a fetus, that's a lot. And a low birth weight baby could have health problems as they grow. Low birth weight is one of the strongest predictors of a child's health and development long-term. These kids are more prone to developmental delays, higher rates of ADHD, learning disabilities, and higher rates of emotional problems. If marijuana exposure continued through the rest of the pregnancy, birth weight dropped by another 31 grams, the study found. In addition, the head circumference of the newborn was reduced if marijuana was used. Smaller head circumference could be a sign that the brain didn't develop properly during pregnancy. When people stopped using marijuana by third trimester, according to CNN, the babies were born with a smaller head circumference by about 1 centimeter. So what they're telling women is it's not an absolute certainty that your baby's growth will be impacted, but you are at higher risk. I wouldn't mess with it. So they verified the use of cannabis. The study was published in the journal Frontiers in Pediatrics. They used data from the medical records of 109 pregnant people who received care at an obstetrics clinic at Central Michigan's College of Medicine, and they compared the data to individuals who didn't use marijuana. They found that the pregnant people who used marijuana were a lot younger, more likely to be single and covered by Medicaid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. The man behind the most popular artificial intelligence app, ChatGPT, is telling Congress, yes, there is a danger from uncontrolled development of AI. But Sam Altman also says the fear that it will eliminate most human jobs is unfounded.
I agree that when we get to very powerful systems, the landscape will change. I think I'm just more optimistic that we are incredibly creative and we find new things to do with better tools, and that will keep happening.
Altman says there does need to be sound regulation to keep AI in check, but not stifle innovation. Back to the Oval Office for congressional leaders this afternoon in the effort to find a debt ceiling increase agreement. North Carolina lawmakers vote today on whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill mandating new restrictions on abortion. Cooper needs just one Republican in either the House or Senate to break ranks to uphold his veto. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners reached out yesterday saying they do not want our flu shot to change. They don't like the mRNA technology, and they feel they're being forced now to get that sort of vaccine. So what's been going on? And I understand a lot of people have been very, very nervous about our vaccines. Even though the mRNA technology has been around since the 90s, it was a new vaccine that we were exposed to with COVID. Some of us did really, really well with it. Some individuals did not. And so it's had some mixed acceptance and enthusiasm with the American public. And I understand that as a doctor. I think that's fine. I don't think anybody should be vilified for questioning if the vaccine is the right choice for them. But what's been happening now is the rush to get a flu shot that does better than 66% efficacy on a real, real good year is still on. And researchers are still looking for a way to come up with a better flu vaccine. They're also trying to come up with a way where you don't have to get the flu shot every year, where it could be a one and done. And so I guess there's an early stage clinical trial right now going on with the National Institutes of Health, where they are testing a universal flu vaccine, not just a trivalent or quadrivalent, but one that can handle a lot of flu strains, but based on messenger RNA technology. Now, if you remember, the messenger RNA technology is where there's a transport membrane, a lipo membrane made of fat, or an adenovirus like they used for mRNA. We didn't use an adenovirus. We used that for the DNA vaccines like Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, which, by the way, I don't think Johnson & Johnson is being sold in America anymore. I think they're done with that. But the mRNA, they use a liposome. We have a lipid particle envelope. It would bring the mRNA instructions in, comes to the cell. The DNA is sleeping, but the foreman comes out going, what do you need? And it runs the cytoplasm, the cell's machinery. And the mRNA comes in saying, these are the instructions. You need to make these spike proteins. DNA gets to still sleep, isn't supposed to be affected by this, in theory. The cytoplasm will follow the directions of this mRNA, make the spike proteins. Your immune system sees these spike proteins. Like, what the hell are these? We got to learn them. You got to recognize them and then fight them when you see the real thing. The immune system learns it, and you never officially got sick with COVID. This mRNA technology has been very popular in the cancer setting, where we want our body to find. I mean, it's actually brilliant technology. I know a lot of people get very angry when they hear about mRNA because they're upset about what happened with the vaccines and the mandates. And I get the way this was done was so detrimental to our vaccine program, because we have an amazing vaccination program. We have been doing amazing in science and progress, especially with this technology. But once people were forced or they couldn't keep a job or go to a Raiders game without getting a vaccine, it put a bitter taste in people's mouths. But if we put that aside and our anger about the mandates aside, the mRNA technology is flipping fascinating. And what we could do with it from a cancer standpoint is huge. I don't want to get pancreatic cancer. I don't want to get colon cancer. And your cells will find cancer cells all the time, a cell going rogue, and it'll kill it. So that cell can't turn into cancer. If your immune system is weakened, or if you have a genetic disposition, or the cells are too much, it can't handle it. And so we need our bodies trained for the second an early pancreatic cancer starts, or an early breast cancer, or colon cancer starts, that our body can knock it out of the ballpark and never allow it to get to the point where it is a huge, late stage metastatic cancer. So we've have this technology, and we've been studying it. I think we're working on it now for a pancreatic cancer vaccine. This is huge. And so, of course, why not look to see what we could do with flu? Now, the other form of flu vaccine is cheaper. The flu vaccines that most of us get are the killed or the inactivated version, where they take the flu virus, they kill the insides, they keep the skeleton, and they introduce the skeleton to you, so your body recognizes the outer shell, fights it, but you don't necessarily get the flu. Now, some people get sick. They don't feel well, and it could be the immune system. I think we've all learned that sometimes getting a vaccine will make you feel ill, but it's not actually it's not actually the virus. It's your immune response making you ill. Or some of us get the flu shot too late, where we already got the flu, and by the time the vaccine starts to work, we already get the flu, and then we feel like, oh, I have the flu. The live attenuated version is another sort of flu vaccine, not as popular. isn't given to as many people because you can't give it to kids under two or pregnant people or those who are immunocompromised. That's a weakened version of the flu. The flu mist, the nasal spray, so it's a weakened version where if you do get it, your body will mount an immune response, but you shouldn't necessarily get sick from it because it's a very weakened version. So that's what we have right now. And it's been the way we've been doing vaccines for years. It's a yearly shot because the flu changes and the strains and the dominant strains change. And so we update it. Although I think this year's flu shot is almost identical to last year's, I believe. I have to double check that. So the mRNA technology, they are hoping, will allow a universal one. And they think it could also last longer term. So you don't have to receive a shot every year. So the universal flu trial is going to enroll 50 healthy people age 18 to 49 to test whether the experimental shot is safe and produces an immune response. The study will also include participants who receive a quadrivalent flu vaccine, the killed version I spoke about, which protects against four strains to the virus, to compare the experimental universal shot to those currently on the market. The universal shot was developed by researchers at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The clinical trial is being done at Duke in Durham, North Carolina. The current generation of flu vaccines provide important protection against hospitalization, but the effectiveness of the shots can vary widely from year to year. Scientists right now have to predict months in advance which flu strains will dominate. And by the way, we have to figure that out in February. We are already working on the vaccine for this next flu season. We had to decide in February what we were going to do. And Australia, the southern hemisphere, is just about to start the flu season now. So even though we say we base it on the south, the southern hemisphere, we can't use all the data we need to because we start giving out our flu shot while the southern hemisphere is still in their flu season. Now, our latest shot looks like it was a good match, we were told. So, average flu vaccine will reduce the risk of illness anywhere between 40 and 60%. Some years we've had a bad match where it was only 13%, where the strain was, it just outsmarted it, us. Maybe the shot wasn't as effective. But flu can kill anywhere from 12 to 70,000 to 80,000 a year, average 45 to 50. It's been different the last few years because COVID has competed. If COVID gets into the cell before flu, then flu can't. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. But my guess is it's going to be a while for the mRNA technology, so it isn't something anybody has to make a decision on now. 1-877-DOC-LELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, everybody, y'all, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so interestingly, I have for years seen these beer commercials. I like the commercials with the jingles where you could sing along to it. You know, I don't know, longer with Big Red, I don't know, I could, if it has a jingle, I'll sing it. If it has a bikini, I probably won't notice it too much. Last thing I want to do is see people wear something that I used to be able to wear that I can't wear anymore. Well, fascinatingly, what happened with Bud Light and the Dylan Mulvaney ad that ended up turning on them and costing them a lot of business, because of the way women were portrayed in that ad where Dylan was in a bathtub dancing around with jewelry, and meanwhile the average woman is working their butts off and not in a bathtub, and other individuals had disliked the commercial for other reasons, Miller Lite did some self-inspection and retrospection, shall we say, and they decided to make an ad to apologize for the mud wrestling and the women in bikinis and the sexualization of women. Now, I understand marketing. I've been in marketing for years. And I get that if you have a very predominantly male, shall we say, audience that you believe are heterosexual males, and you have gorgeous models in bikinis mud wrestling, it's going to catch their eye. And they are going to look at the commercial. People will always look at beautiful women and good-looking individuals. We're trying to dispel and reverse look discrimination and beauty discrimination. We're all beautiful, but the models sell it. They do. And if you notice with these TV shows, they still have to put in good-looking individuals. They want to capture people's heartstrings or hormones or the Raiders. You know how many people in my neck of the woods want to watch a Raiders game? And now all of a sudden you got Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh, my gosh. People are glued to the TV. I mean, it's sex sells. Sex sells. And beer jumped on that. And I don't fault them for the bikini ads. Individuals who didn't want to do the commercials didn't have to. Nobody was forced. Individuals who wanted to make money, and some actually became very famous from those commercials, did. And so it allowed, somebody wants to be the bikini. And the reason why I have that attitude where I don't blame companies so much with bikinis is because I go to the beach and I go to these resorts and go to the pool, and everybody is not clothed in turtlenecks and long skirts. Many of these women, they're barely even wearing a bikini. And I do think you have a group of individuals who don't mind being mostly naked. And if they're going to get paid for it, well, to each their own, if that's what they want. So I don't fault Miller Lite. What was fascinating, though, what they did is when they had a woman teach about how women had been a part of the brewing industry and the beer industry, and said that Miller Lite is trying to get rid of a lot of the racy ads and pictures and things like that, and buy back some of the footage and pictures that are out there and own those so they could get rid of them, you start thinking, well, then how are they going to sell it? Well, they came up with an interesting hashtag. And they came up, and I really credit the marketing people. I love looking at marketing. It's just one of my hobbies. I've had jobs in it, and I think it's fascinating to see what they do. And if you can't use sex to sell or to get a person's attention, what did they go to? They went to a dirty word, a bad word. They went to the S word. And they came up with the motto, the good blank, and it's the S word. And they say the S word throughout the whole commercial. It's actually very cute. And then they have hashtag, and they keep calling the beer the S word. And they say Lite, so Miller Lite is the good blank, and it's the S word. And that is now where they're going to try to move their campaign. And I think it's brilliant. I don't think it's going to be enough. They want people rather to think of mud wrestling bikini babes to think of the S word, saying this is the good blank, the good blank. You know, so people call drugs, this is good blank, this is good blank. I can't say the S word on air. So that's going to be what they're trying to use as their new motto, as their new slogan, as their new marketing trick. And so we'll see if it works. If it doesn't, yeah, the marketers are going to have to find ways to still use sex to sell. And I don't know if they will ever be able to do that. Now, there's been a lot of criticism that commercials are more boring, movies are more boring, because they can't have a Wonder Woman dressed up, scantily clad. They have to have individuals that represent everybody that don't look like a Gal Gadot. But Gal Gadot sells. People are watching these movies because they want to see good-looking women. They want to see good-looking men. They want to be attracted and in love with some of these characters. You know, it's interesting. When I saw Lord of the Rings, I went into Lord of the Rings loving it because I loved the stories. I read the books. And then all of a sudden, you have these characters who were amazing. Frodo was incredible. Aragorn was incredible. Legolas, all of these. And then you end up wanting them to live. You start to be invested in the story. You want them to make it. A lot of these movies and stories now, they kill off a character. You have to go through a funeral, and you didn't even care about that character. You didn't connect with that character. Now, some people connect by the way they look or the way they act. They have to be attractive somehow. Not attractive in terms of model attractive. You could not be a model and still attract people. I mean, Jim Carrey was very attractive, not so much attractive in terms of sexy, but he caught the eye. He was funny. He had this personality, tall, whatever, did it. If you looked at Jim Carrey, you would look at him. Mark Wahlberg, you would look. It's not that the person's good looking, it's that they have qualities that make them attractive. So that, and Bud Light used Dylan Mulvaney because it attracted people. And people have been speaking about Bud Light more than ever. Somebody could say it was a marketing genius on that part because Bud Light finally got into the news. And people now recognize their blue can and all that. I don't know. But I don't think these companies are going to get away from sex. They aren't. Thunder Down Under and Chippendales, I'm telling you right now, it's not just about people in bikinis. Mind you, Vegas has done away with the showgirls that are topless. I don't think there's any shows that still, Jubilee I think still had that, but for the most part, we don't parade women on stage topless. But what we've had to do is then step it up in terms of talent. I mean, we've always had talent. We had Elvis and the Rat Pack, but many of these shows now, like Cirque du Soleil, you have acrobatics and contortionists and divers, and you have to then add more talent. There has to be something else that attracts people. And so if nobody wants to approve of the bikini ads, and I don't watch them, this ad might attract a lot of women to their brand. So it's an interesting ad. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.